I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries.
This week on The Rough Draft Diaries, we are kicking off our series on Black History Month. And we are starting by keeping you connected to the local programs that are available in our own community.
My name is Talina Reynolds. I work at Holland Branch Library.
Talina is a teen services librarian and a volunteer coordinator, organizing programs throughout the year for the local patrons of the library. However, these past few years have been difficult in finding ways to connect a community while also staying safe in quarantine.
Oh, it was sad. We went from being open and full every day to all ages coming in, from babies to, you know, our seniors, to being completely empty. It was sad. We, of course, filled the time with offering services that were like grab and go, contactless, but the programming has not reverted back to what it used to be. We're trying to get there safely.
So programming has had to shift. At the time of our interview, the library had just canceled most of their programming for January, but they had plans in place for February, knowing that Black History Month is a time when community members often look to the library for programming. It's a job that never stops. Consistently looking ahead, planning programming for the next month, the next 2 months, 3 months, for the whole year.
Of course, it's always crazy when it's programming time and scheduling. For example, when we schedule for summer read, we're doing that in January. Like now, it's freezing outside, but we're thinking ahead to what we're going to do for summer. But outside of that, we really try. We want to provide the engagement. We want our people to come in. We want to be here for and present for our people.
There's a multitude of work groups and committees at the library who work all year to schedule programming for the community. The work group for Black History Month is comprised of about 7 people, bringing their own interests and their own background into highlighting the lives of African Americans in our community and abroad.
Well, we wanted to do something once a week, at least one every week. Just different things that African Americans are doing, have done, will do. Just a more open mind, just willing to come back into the library and see what we actually have to offer. Starting on February 1st, the first day of February, we have activity to-go kits for families. You stop into your local library and you pick up a grab-and-go bag. Anyone can pick one up. There's activities inside. There's some special treats. I'm not going to ruin the fun of it, but for the whole month of February, anyone can stop in at a library and grab one of those bags.
On top of those activity kits for kids, the library is also offering Black Lives Matter virtual book discussion, a Malcolm X commemorative event, dialogue on diversity, Blue, Stories from Toledo, and a documentary film and discussion, The One and Only Dick Gregory. They're also offering 4 discussions with We Are the Divine Nine,
which are sororities and fraternities from the University of Toledo. They'll be out 4 times throughout the month of February, and they'll do like a step show. They'll talk to teens about going to college, how to survive college, and things like that. And I do want to say, I know we're on, you know, a recording, I'm African-American, so I'm a Black female. So just representing, you know, African-Americans and Black history, I live it every day. It is me. It is I. And it's good to be able to speak with people, and people are open-minded and listening and want to know and want to learn.
Talina looks at the library's efforts to program through a pandemic as a great success, but she still can't help but reminisce about the days before 2020, where programming events and making connections with the public was much easier.
I think the challenge is we're in the middle of a pandemic. Getting people back into the library is a challenge. Some people don't even know we're open or we have extended hours. So I think that's the biggest challenge. But I have passion for what I do. And that's the positive. I just received a thank you card in the mail today. She said, thank you for helping me with my 101. And I got another one. Said, thank you for helping me with my tax form. I'm just here to help the customers. And that's the positive. It's so many to list about the positives of the library and what I do.
So Talina continues to work ahead, starting and finishing programming for Black History Month, Now looking ahead to Women's History Month, which is in March, and as she mentioned, the programming in the summer. Keeping busy to do what she does best, connecting the community through books, history, and resources.
And we do. The library, we're big on community and community involvement, from going to churches, to schools, to fairs, picnics. We are there, and we try to tell anyone who will listen, the library, we're not just books anymore. We have so much to offer, and so we try to get out in the community and get the people who do not have library cards, because once they see, like, what we offer, you know, they run in.
I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries.